was a strong result for 21. We're really pleased to be able to deliver that. Ultimately, it was a result that was achieved one day at a time. You know, it was a real focus on execution for the last 12 months, 18 months. In fact, carried us through, and that focus on execution remains today. Is we were really fortunate that we were hit, if you like, with a 25% unexpected, unforecast increase in demand. But we were able to execute on that and turn that into the good result. And particularly tough at the best of times in the middle of a pandemic, really, really tough. And we were fortunate, and I'd like to think it wasn't accidental, but we were fortunate that all regions did really well. It's unusual to have all three regions fire really strongly at one time, but they did. Net result is our margin expansion was dramatic for the year. We were up 450 basis points at which is a good result. We delivered on our cost reduction activities. We delivered on cash generation, or beyond, in fact, what we thought would be our cash generation for the year. So pleased with that. Really pleased that we were able to get into place price increases, specifically related to copper. And we've been able to offset fully the impact of copper brass costs based on where they are or have been for the last few months. At the same time, we did manage to continue our long-term planning. So, you know, we're looking hard at what we should be working on next year, the year after, from a product development point of view and from a potential acquisition, bolt-on acquisition point of view. And it's quite interesting for me. We're now at the five-year point post our IPO, and in that period, we've improved our profit by a factor of three, which feels like a pretty solid result, and happy for the team that they've been able to do that. So that's looking back to 21. Looking forward, look, ultimately, I'd like to think we're a COVID winner, but with sustainability. And look, I say that with some cautious optimism, I guess, but the demand remains strong in all our markets around the world. And this COVID uplift, people investing in their homes, it's starting to feel like a structural change as opposed to a transient. So for us, 22 is shaping up to be a year to consolidate those large gains we made in 21. If we're able to do that, I think that positions us really quite well going forward. So uncertainty out there for sure. None of us have seen, you know, what the few years post a 1-in-100-year pandemic looks like, but I guess we're going to. Nonetheless, we're confident we can navigate whatever comes our way based on how our teams have performed over the last year or so.